Thank you for downloading the PR Week, PR Week's weekly podcast. For more podcasts as well as breaking news, visit prweek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Barrett with PR Week at Cannes. I'm here with Mark Truby, who's head of communications at Ford. Mark, welcome, and welcome to Cannes. I think it's your first visit here, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks, Steve, for having me. I worked 5 years in Germany and London as head of comms for Ford in Europe, and I never made it down here. Made it down here for other reasons, but this year I was going to be over in Europe anyway, and I wanted to come over and see it. You know, we'd had a couple of award submissions. It wasn't necessarily the reason I came. I just wanted to soak in the ideas a bit and the chance to meet some really smart people. So it's been eye-opening. It's been kind of a whirlwind couple of days for me here, but I think I'll come back. It's been useful.
What's caught your eye particularly in the couple of days you've been here?
Well, when you walk through the pavilion, you know, and look at the various winners and the submissions, it's quite clear that companies are trying to lead with purpose. You call it cause marketing or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, there were some really great examples of that type of work. And, I think, obviously, you know, Nike's work with Colin Kaepernick is sort of one of the outstanding examples. But there are many others where, not just businesses, but other organizations are trying to lead with purpose and cause. And I think it's interesting, what you're also hearing is a bit of a caution to marketers and communicators to, you know, not walk, you know, not, they say, just greenwashing when we're trying to be too environmental, cause washing or whatever.
That's kind of woke washing.
Yeah. So it's, I think, you know, we know that people are smart, and if you're trying to be purpose driven just to sort of just to do it, as opposed to some authenticity about your brand, you know, it's not going to work. I think there's a lot of interesting work and a lot of interesting people here. So for a first timer, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's good. And you've seen some interesting technology suppliers and interesting people doing new agency models.
Yeah, you know, I met with Kirk Perry from Google yesterday, and he's a Midwestern guy, sort of like myself. He drives an F-150, and he came from P&G, which is sort of a great place for growing talent, marketing talent. Now he's head of brands for Google, and you know, it was a very interesting discussion because, you know, I think about what we do, which is creating stories that are really earned media, if you will, but how can we then use technology and AI and machine learning to help understand what's working, what's not working, how to reach people that we can't normally reach. And he's, you know, he explained to me that many brands are kind of coming to a very much a newsroom format where they're constantly monitoring what's being said about them and how their stories are doing out in the world, and you know, dialing up what's working, dialing down what's not, and using technology to their advantage. I think, you know, the onus is on us to tell really meaningful stories about our brand, which is, you know, a company like Ford, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to do that. But then how do we then maximize that in today's world? So that was interesting. I also got a chance to meet with Steve Stout. Now, Steve runs a company called Translation. He was the original, he came from the music business. He was Mary J. Blige's manager, and now he's really heavy into marketing and PR world and working for big companies like State Farm and AT&T. I found his approach fascinating, is just how to reach a subset of people that you don't normally get. In our case, it might be younger people, millennials, Gen Z. From that standpoint, the people that you meet here, it's quite obvious there's a war for talent out there. The best creatives, the people that really understand how to communicate in today's world. And I think, if nothing else, you said it to me earlier, this is like a massive job fair, you know, and you know, just like everybody else, Ford wants to hire the best talent. And so I've already got a few names and resumes from my meetings that I'm thinking, you know, these are people we want to work with, the best people, period. And so coming something like this, you get a better idea of what great is, what great looks like, and who the people are behind that work.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, you obviously work with WPP. Will you be visiting the WPP beach and hanging around with the folks down there?
I will drop by. We do a lot of business with WPP and in their agencies. And I'm going to be meeting with Mark Reed later, saying hi to him and the team there. So they're a big presence here, and I think obviously they see it as an opportunity to attract talent and to see great ideas. So I will be stopping by.
Sounds good. Enjoy that. He made an interesting comment about CCOs and CMOs a couple of weeks ago, didn't he? Where he said CMOs need to be less like CCOs and get back to selling stuff. What did you make of that?
I didn't hear it firsthand. I do hear that kind of chatter in the industry now. I think there's a bit of a convergence in some ways, you know. More and more, it's harder to reach people today than ever has been with a 30-second television ad. I mean, you and I grew up in the era where, like, I can still recite, you know, all these ads for cereal and green beans and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like been burned into my brain. Well, that doesn't happen to my children. They're on YouTube and they don't ever have to watch a TV commercial. But beyond that, I think the idea is storytelling, and that's what a lot of chief communication officers are good at, and they came from that. And so you see the marketing folks migrating a bit towards that area. Or we're meeting in the middle, I don't know. I don't worry about it too much. I think it's all good. If there's some convergence between marketing and communications, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It certainly happens at Ford from time to time.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the week, Mark, and thanks for spending a little time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Have a good time.